Well, with us in the studio this morning is Dr. Sandy Stover from the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic and the Cook County North Shore Hospital.
Good morning.
And we're here to talk about deer ticks. I read an article, or you put a post out on Boreal about this, that we do have deer ticks in Cook County. Are they common?
You know, I don't know that anyone's ever had the opportunity to really look at the sheer numbers. I don't know that there's been a study done up here. What prompted that note on Boreal was an article that came out in one of the, I think it was the Highway 61 newspaper that comes out mm-hmm. Regularly. And one of my patients brought it into me because we had been talking about Lyme disease and deer ticks and all that kind of thing. And he had brought this saying, oh, no, there's no Lyme disease in Cook County because we don't have the appropriate vector for that. And what vector means is the way that the bug is transmitted from host to host. And I said, that's interesting because I just took two deer ticks off my dogs yesterday. One of them was an adult, and there were two nymphs, two nymphs. And, that right now with the dogs, of course, they're in all the part of the world where ticks tend to be most common in the brush and, mm-hmm. The undergrowth and all that kind of thing. And our dogs love to chase the chipmunks around our house, which are one of the vectors for the tick. And we have tons of deer around our yard because we have a good grouse area, and they like my garden in the summer. And so, we have seen deer ticks for years on our animals and even on ourselves. So when this article came out, and it was quoted by one of the State Department of Health epidemiologist Dave Neitzel, that he had never in 20 years seen a deer tick up here, which I hope means he's using good tick prevention, when he's hiking. But I thought that was kind of interesting then to make the statement that we don't have any Lyme disease because there's been no deer ticks found. But the deer tick that carries the Borrelia burgdorferi, which is the little bug that causes Lyme, is Ixodes scapularis.
And Ixodes. Oh, sure.
And now you guys have met that one.
But well, these are the black-legged ones.
Black-legged tick, yep. Yeah. We're now asking, that's what we decided to do, was to ask for some of those ticks to be brought in so that we could send them to the state and have it verified as actually what kind of species that we do have up here. But the scapularis is the one that looks like a seed. And the little bitty nymphs, which are the ones that are more likely to get you infected, are almost too small to see, and even when they're engorged. What's interesting is, I got married a local boy who, growing up, never had ticks, because this was not a ticky part of the world. In fact, in Grand Portage, they're just seeing ticks now, where, the last few years, they haven't even really felt that there was an issue up there. And we've started hearing reports now of people who are concerned because they're seeing ticks on them up in the mm-hmm. Grand Portage area. So there's definitely an evolution of where the ticks go.
So what we're trying to do here by taking these ticks and putting them into a Ziploc bag and dropping them off at the front desk, which I'm sure that people at the front desk are interested. Then is this tick always a carrier of Lyme disease?
No. And it's interesting. They're not necessarily. And we are only really become a known county that where we've seen people in the county or dogs in the county develop Lyme disease without having left the county in any observable way. That's only been happening probably in the last 10 or 15 years.
These are the ones that leave that little bullseye kind of thing on
yep.
you. So there's a little red dark mark and a red circle around.
Yeah, most of the time with the deer ticks, they don't stay on you as long as some of the other ticks or dog ticks will stay on your dog. Those guys will stay for days. Usually the deer tick will come, bite, eat, drop in a matter of 24 to 48 hours. If you have a tick on you less than 24 hours, you probably are not having a not long enough exposure to get a transmission of the Borrelia burgdorferi. If most of the time people don't see the ticks, although occasionally, as I say, we've had people bring them in. If you see a rash, it was usually at least 7 centimeters in diameter, which is a couple inches in diameter. It will have a little clearer center in the middle, darker line on the outside. You run your finger across it. There's no thickness to it. There's no roughness to it. It won't feel like anything. It doesn't itch. And it's worth bringing that body part in to look at because the treatment, when the rash is part of the presentation, the treatment is pretty effective. Earlier that we can treat, the better.
Now, if you let it go and you don't treat it, Lyme disease can be pretty nasty stuff.
Well, it's nasty because of the little spirochete. And when I say spirochete, it's sort of like a bacteria with a curlicue look to it. And they tend to take up residence in joints, in heart muscle, and actually in the brain too, over time, the longer that they're around. And when they do that, there's an inflammatory response from your body, and that inflammatory response is part of what is the presentation of the disease. You hurt. Mm-hmm. You hurt in joints, you hurt in muscles, you know, there can be rarely some neurologic effects, and rarely, but it does happen, you get some cardiac effects. Deer themselves don't get Lyme disease. They have an immunity from it.
You might know.
Yeah. What happens is that it's actually active in the chipmunks. They get the disease. They may have some symptoms. Who knows? But they tend to continue doing well enough to have a second year to expose the new little larval form of the tick to the disease, which then the next year the nymph is carrying, and the nymph then turns into an adult who has it. Adults don't tend to bite humans as much as the nymphs do. So what we're going to do, we've already gotten 5 ticks as of, you know, in 24 hours, people have brought in ticks. And what we're asking people to do is to put them in a Ziploc so it's a little easier to make sure that you're transporting them safely. Put in, if you can, just slip in a little scrap of paper or you can write it on when you get there too, we have notes, just where you found it and what day you found it. And then we're going to stick them all in one container and ship them all. The guy from the Department of Health had called us back. Dave Neitzel's his name, and he said he'd be happy to see our ticks and help determine, you know, kind of what our spread of tick is. Tick prevention is socks over your pant legs when you're walking, you know, long sleeve shirts, hat on your head, and a tick check when, you know, before you go to bed.
Okay, we've been talking with Dr. Sandy Stover from a Sawtooth Mountain Clinic about ticks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.